With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans say there's only one person to blame if the Senate fails to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government up and running.
This is going to be the Schumer shutdown.
Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says that's because the CR he's rejecting is really no different than one passed by the House in December.
This is about as non-controversial as you can get.
McCormick says several Democrats backed away from supporting the bill only after intense pressure from the minority leader.
And Schumer's going to own it if he goes forward on that, and we got to hold his feet to the fire.
Senator McCormick was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump continues to ratchet up his tariff threats. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
After the president slapped new fees on imported steel and aluminum, the European Union retaliated by announcing a 50% tariff on American whiskey starting next month. Writing on social media, Donald Trump threatened a 200% tariff on European wine, champagne, and other alcohol. The escalating trade war is worrying to many industries, including U.S. bourbon makers, who are urging the president to back off his demands. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. wholesale inflation decelerated last month, suggesting that price pressures are easing for now. The Labor Department reports its Producer Price Index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, was unchanged from January after rising 0.6% the month before. Average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. edged higher this week, ending a 7-week slide that helped ease borrowing costs for home shoppers just in time for the spring home buying season. The average rate rose to 6.65% from 6.63% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, it averaged 6.74%. This is SRN News. Satanists in Kansas are planning an event.
On Friday, March 28th, members of a group called the Satanic Grotto say they will gather on the grounds of the state capitol in Topeka and, quote, dedicate it to the glory of Satan. On its Facebook page, the group goes on to say that, quote, we will be performing rites of the Black Mass. God will fall and Kansas will be embraced by the black flame of Lucifer. Christian organizations in the state are urging believers to pray during the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion advocacy group wants states to stop requiring clinics to file reports on every abortion. The Guttmacher Institute claims that Republicans might use such information against both abortion doctors and patients. Pro-life advocates reject that charge and accuse Guttmacher of seeking to hide what abortion doctors and clinics are doing. Meanwhile, Michigan has halted required reporting on abortions. This is SRN News. The Democrats' battle to reclaim the Senate majority in 2026 just got harder. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire announced on Wednesday she won't run for re-election next year. The loss of an accomplished incumbent only makes life harder for Democrats, already facing long odds in their bid to erase the Republicans' 53-47 majority. The 78-year-old Shaheen began serving in the Senate in 2009 and is now completing her third term. She's the only woman in U.S. history to be elected to serve both as governor and a U.S. senator. Bob Agnew reporting.
A 37-year-old man has died after falling from a chairlift that was having a mechanical problem at a Montana ski area. The accident happened Monday just before noon at Red Lodge Mountain, southeast of Billings. The man had been riding alone in a 3-person chair when he fell from an unspecified height. Jeffrey Zenny of Billings died from injuries suffered. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.